Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today's episode is brought to you by Atlanta United, who take on Inter Miami this Saturday. Get tickets through the link in our show description or at atlutd.com.
The Burt Show.
Our listener Crystal here has such an interesting ditcher date this weekend, because it really sort of depends on what your definition of appropriate and creepy is. So ditcher date is, you guys hit us up and you're like, you know what? Something's just not sitting right with me. Is it enough for me to ditch this guy, or should I continue to date him? Hey, Crystal, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I've got a really weird one for you. Yeah. And I know that's saying something. So are you ready?
Especially on this show. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been dating this older guy for, a couple months. And older, I mean, I'm 31 and he's 47. And he's never been married, no kids, and lives a pretty unconventional lifestyle. He's really fun, like spontaneous, and definitely keeps me on my toes. But last week, I discovered something that might be a little too eccentric. We were hanging out at his place where he casually mentioned that his maid's coming over. I'm like, okay, no big deal. So I offered to leave so she could clean. And he's like, no, you can stay. She won't mind. Then he adds, she's super professional and thorough. And I'm like, okay. So I've been thinking about getting cleaners for my place. And I asked him what the service is that he uses. And with a completely straight face, he says, neat and naked. And I was like, he's got to be joking. He was not joking. I immediately Googled neat and naked. And sure enough, there they are, naked and making rooms neat.
Neat and naked.
Mm. So it's a thing.
I just did a quick Google search because I had heard about a service like this, but I thought it was like only legal in a state or two. But if you Google naked maids, nakedcleanersforyou.com comes up, and you can select from a whole bunch of different companies in the state that you are in.
I'm a little scared of the virus my computer is going to get if I Google that.
Right. Now you have to be 18 or over is what it says. But yeah, I guess you could do this
God.
In every state.
Yeah.
This is really a thing.
Yes. Okay, go on.
All right. So I figure at this point I had two choices. Okay. I could leave and pretend I never heard him, or stay and witness whatever the hell was about to happen. So obviously curiosity won.
Heck yeah, it did. Yeah. Okay, Abby, really quick. Hold on, Crystal. You're dating a guy in this.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Okay. No, I'm not. That's not the question.
It also could be a good side job.
Yeah.
Podcast isn't made any cash.
I need it.
I don't know.
Economy is dumb.
But no, so he says that. Yeah, so for me, yeah, probably deal breaker. But would you stay out of curiosity or would you bounce?
No, I'm breaking up with him and then I'm leaving.
You're not going to stay and
no.
See what it's all about?
Listen, I'm painfully heterosexual. I have no desire to see a naked woman.
I am so intrigued. Curiosity, I would have to know what this entails. Like, is she coming over and just taking like a little feather duster and doing like a boop, 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 boop? Or is like homegirl really getting in and like getting baseboards
getting
and stuff?
Like looking granny?
Yes!
Well, at least according to him, he was telling her she's really, really good at her job.
Well, I'm sure she is. And I'm sure he is very thorough in watching her be good at her job. And I think that's why I would leave, is because I don't want to watch him watching her. Because then I'm just going to get kind of grossed out. Because then I'm going to be like, watch you cheat on me. And then I'm going to wonder, wonder if you're expecting me to kind of join in on the fun. Like, I wonder if he has this fantasy that, like, if the naked maid comes over while my girlfriend's over, maybe there's going to be some more cleaning happening downstairs.
Crystal, downstairs and finger quotes.
Yeah, that's why the joke was made.
So I am losing the details of your story because I Googled it, and just as a sidebar here, the first things that come up for naked maids, naked cleaners and nude maids, Atlanta. The next one, steps in planning your new maid cleaning service. The next one after that, topless maids, Atlanta strippers. Neat and naked is indeed a service. KV nude cleaning. There are a ton. How to become a topless maid. There's a ton. Wow. I didn't even know this was an industry, really.
I had no clue.
Okay. All right, Crystal, go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, so when she shows up, she's like a completely normal looking woman, except she immediately strips down like it's the most natural thing in the world. Like, no hesitation, no awkwardness, just boom, fully naked, dusting the coffee table like it's like Downtown Abbey. And I was like, no, and you were right to question. She wasn't just like surface level cleaning, like dusting. This girl was getting her clean on.
She was?
Well, oh, like completely new, like everything, but totally new. Baseboards underneath the couch, you know, like, and meanwhile, my guy's just lounging there like it's, you know, totally standard Wednesday afternoon. And
this is wild. Like,
I'm like clutching my drink and I felt like I was watching like a nature documentary or something. Fascinating. And then at one point, she asked me if I wanted a refill. Like, naked.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That was
holding my glass, living her best life.
This is so creepy to me on so many different levels, and I hate to be judgmental here, but here I go.
We listen and we don't judge, Herbert.
That's your saying. Just doesn't make good radio. Out there, I might be that guy. Yeah. In here, I can't be. We can't get no ratings.
Yep.
So first of all, there are a couple of things, and I know the first one here is going to be controversial, but there are a lot of people that think, okay, dude's 47 years old, never been married. That sort of sometimes sets up like a red flag for some women. That's not the creepy part to me. This is so misogynistic and just so incredibly creepy that I feel like this is a character type thing. You're going to come into my house. You're going to clean my house naked. And I'm going to sit on the couch and watch you. Feels so gross to me. As a girlfriend, it speaks more about his character than anything else.
It wouldn't be my thing. I think it's weird. But how is it really any different from people who go to a strip club?
Well, if he said he was going to a strip club every day, I'd have the same opinion about it. However, this is somebody that's coming into his apartment while he is just sitting there while she's cleaning all of his friends. The whole thing just feels so icky to me.
The difference is, for me, is you have options. If you're going to a strip club, I think that's a completely other conversation. I personally wouldn't want my boyfriend to go to a strip club, but I get that that's a fun thing for some people. That's like a fun nighttime activity. This, you're coming into my house and you've got options. Like, you can choose between Nancy, the clothes maid, or you can choose between Diamond, the woman who is coming with her boobs out. And to me, if you're choosing the option with her boobs out, it feels like you're going out of your way to make a very innocuous thing in your life already sexual and more perverse.
Oddly enough, I am not grossed out by this.
That is odd.
That is very weird.
I don't know why. I am not grossed out by this because I think this is a fetish. This is a kink. And people have all kinds of kinks and fetishes. And basically, he's like, I need to find somebody to match my freak. So this is his freak. He needs to find a woman to match his freak. If this doesn't match your freak, Crystal, well, then you bounce.
I just think when you put it all together, and again, I know I'm sounding judgmental, 47 years old, never married, and his kink is to bring naked women over to his house to clean his house. All of it together collectively just seems odd to me.
If your kink is naked women cleaning your house, ask me to do it. Then I'll match your freak. But if that's not my freak, then I'll know that we're not compatible. It's the other person for me. You asking a strange woman to come into your house to clean it naked, that's the offense for me.
And there's nothing that goes further than this, Crystal, as far as you know. So they're just cleaning and he never asks for, anything more than that.
No, that's what I was like, okay, well, maybe am I overreacting? Like, is this super weird or is it just some like eccentric rich guy thing? You know, I mean, like, should I don't want to be, but I'm wondering, should I be concerned about his lifestyle choices, you know? And I'm like, please help me make sense of this. Cause I seriously, I'm not okay.
Well, I'll tell you what I think the bottom line here for you is it acceptable or how rich is he? Is he private plane rich?
No, he's not private plane
dump him.
Rich, but he's, you said he had an apartment. No, he's got a big old house. So he's got money.
She's there for hours and hours and he's following her from room to room and just sitting on the bed, sitting on a couch.
Gotta make sure she's doing a good job.
I don't know. I think this is a personal preference thing.
Yeah, I personally couldn't handle it. Uh-huh. If I were you, girl, I'd ditch him.
I'm with Kristen on this one. If it's not your thing, that's understandable. But, he just needs somebody to match his freak. I'm not judging.
I'm with Abby. Ditch.
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 Oh, I'm ditching, too, because that ain't my freak.
Mo thought he had a partner. And now,
we're on the same page.
No, we're on the same page. If it's not her thing, I think she should ditch. But I'm not judging him for anything he's doing.
But you would ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my preference.
All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, Crystal.
Okay.
Godspeed with that one.
But his apartment must be really, it's nice to go.
No, his house.
His house. Yeah, his house. His house must be really, like, it's nice to go to a man's house and it be clean.
That's a bonus.
You wouldn't feel bad about sitting on the toilet because the naked topless mate just came in and cleaned it.
That's a fact.
All right, so Kristen has raised $500 for Burt's Big Adventure. Speaking of selling out.
I did. Listen, when a challenge is issued, I very rarely turn it down. And a challenge was issued on Twitter. If you recall, not that long ago, I was about to say broke in. I used the code to get into Bert's house.
You broke in.
And I took some items that we gave away / sold on the show for one penny. And there was a lucky winner of Bert's underwear.
Can I pause you for just one second there? Mm-hmm. So I got an absurdly amount of DMs from people that were really offended that you did this.
Oh, I'm sure. I saw the comments.
All right. Can I just tell you guys this? Kristen and I have been friends with each other for so long that this didn't bother me, not even a little bit. If we had a different relationship and we didn't know each other.
Or like each other.
Or like each other, then it might, but let it go. Sometimes just, you know what? Don't be upset for me. Let me be upset if I'm going to be upset.
And if you're not upset, guess what? You shouldn't be upset either.
Right, man.
All right. So I went into the house, took some items, came on the air. Every hour we gave away some stuff. One of the hours we gave away a pair of Burt's underwear. Okay. And before it got mailed out, and it was so crazy because I literally caught our phone screener, Amber, before she walked down to the mail room and snagged the box that I believe is going to Mary. I think Mary was the lucky winner of your Hanes black underwear.
Okay.
And because Rebecca, our social media director, sent me a comment. And the comment read from Tuon at 105er GA on Twitter at the Burt Show. Since at Chris Kling stole at Burt Show Burt's drawers, I'll donate $500 to at Burt's Big Adventure if she remakes the Tom Cruise risky business dating scene and then before she mails them off. Now, for those that don't know, we have a nonprofit, Burt's Big Adventure, where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. So, of course, why would I not shimmy in underwear to raise money for the kids? And that's exactly what I did.
Just take those off.
Now, Now, if I believe back in the day, he did it in like tidy whities. These were not tidy whities. These are really bad underwear.
Well, I mean, they were still, it's still underwear though, uh-huh. and they were very tight on me.
That's why I never wear these. I ordered them and never have worn them.
I put them on expecting them to be loose. They're not boxers, they're boxer briefs, but they are exceptionally tight. So I stole my husband's white button-up this morning. I walked out with the white button-up. And this man, we've been together so long. I've been doing stupid stuff for the radio so long. He didn't even ask me why I was taking a shirt. So I had planned on filming this at home, but couldn't really figure out how to do it. So this morning at work in the break room, Rebecca and I went in there and we filmed that entire sequence in Risky Business of Tom Cruise dancing to Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Now, here's the rub to on. Here's the deal. We got a screen grab. We got a photo of me doing the dance. Before we release said video, you need to pony up and show me the receipt of you donating $500 to Burt's Big Adventure. Yep. Once that receipt has been shown and you can prove you donated $500 to Burt's Big Adventure, the video will be released.
That seems like a fair deal to me.
I think so, too.
Okay, thank you for doing that for Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah, that one hurt. I was really...
You can't be a hero.
I did a move I didn't even know I could do.
Okay. The Burt Show.
We Short Kings need this win that Abby apparently is going to give us here in a couple of seconds, because I am in this algorithm now, man, where... I'm not going to use the word depressing. It's a bummer, man. It really is. There seems to be more and more videos now of women just explaining why they're never going to go out with a short guy. It sucks, man. It really, really does. And the sheer volume of them as a short guy, luckily I found the woman that I'm going to be with forever. But, I mean, it's rough out there, man. It is really, really rough out there for short guys. And we know that also. So to see it in our face all the time, it gets to be kind of a bummer.
Do you want us to organize a 5K for you, but make it a 4K since your legs are shorter?
See? Oh, damn.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought she was really about to help.
That's very equitable of you.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe 3K.
Hashtag no short hate.
How about just 100 yards? What do you got?
The shortest 5K of all time, yeah. So this is from at Intels, not to be confused with at Incels on Instagram.
Can't let us have it.
They are saying that there's actually a benefit to being a short king that I think you'll actually be really excited about, because you talk about biohacking and wanting to extend your life expectancy and your quality of life longer. Because they are saying that according to a study, life expectancy and height are inversely correlated. So studies are suggesting that men under 5'8 on average live about 5 years longer than men who are over 5'8.
So we get to...
I get it, because think about it. With dogs, the big dogs die sooner than little dogs.
Do they? Uh-huh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like the bigger the breed, they tend to not have as long of a lifespan.
So all I'm hearing is that we got 5 extra years to put up with all the crap that people talk about short people.
Well,
I know dealing with it is a bit of a tall order, but...
Oh, wow. Yikes.
hey, Bert, don't be so short-sighted on this, okay?
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, just keep stretching it.
Any more?
I know you got
a little bit of a Napoleon complex going on right now. I'm going to need you to calm down.
Okay. The tall guy's got the short end of the stick here with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to get that man a short temple.
Any more?
No, I'm sure there's a couple more, but I need a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a second.
No, we're good.
Go ahead.
I love your mini tidbits of information.
Is that it?
Yeah, we have no more microaggressions for you.
Short and sweet.
It'll be to the point.
It'll be over shortly.
The good news is this is going to be a one short man show.
Come on. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is a win for Blake Lively, because a judge just granted her first win in the court case between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. I'm not even going to take the time to summarize it. You know the drill. If you listen to the show, Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, they're going to bat in the courtroom this time next year, because Blake Lively made the claims that Justin Baldoni sexually harassed her, and Justin Baldoni is making the claims that that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds extorted him. And it's going back and forth. It's basically this big PR battle as to who is right, who is telling the truth in this case. And Blake Lively wanted a protective order in her legal case against Justin Baldoni, which means any private materials like emails, texts, videos, and medical records will only stay between the attorneys. Some of the stuff may become public once the case actually becomes as big of a deal as it's going to be. So anything that's brought up in court where people can report on, of course, all that stuff can be made public. And Justin Baldoni's team is actually not mad about this. They're saying they actually agree with this. But what's interesting is they're saying that Blake Lively is asking for, they believe they're that Blake Lively's team is asking for way too many documents from Justin Baldoni's side. They're like, okay, it's one thing for you to want a protective order, but not only did you blast all of Justin Baldoni's text messages on the New York Times, you're also now asking for all of these random documents that we don't feel like you need for your side of the court case.
I think this is kind of silly, because how do you stop leaks anyway? I mean, anonymously, they can be posted anywhere. I mean, how do you even stop it?
I mean, you got to do your due diligence. When somebody as big as Taylor Swift is now getting dragged into this case, I'm sure she is like, okay, you need to do whatever it takes for you to protect any texts between me and you that might be brought to light for this case. Even though it is very fair that some of it's probably going to get leaked anyway, at the very least they're doing what they can. So that's why that makes a little bit of sense. Of course, we won't find out any of this information until March of 2026, but we can cross our fingers and pray to every god out there that it will get pushed up.
I'm curious, when this does go to court, is it going to be a judge ruling or is there going to be a jury ruling?
I actually don't know that, but I can look that up and bring that to you on Monday.
Cool.
Sharon Stone, who was supposed to be in Blake Lively's new film, Another Simple Favor, is actually bringing some of their beef publicly. So Sharon Stone was apparently supposed to be in Another Simple Favor, and she commented on an E! News post on social media saying that she was dropped from the film without warning. She commented on an E! News Instagram reel about Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick promoting the film at South by Southwest. Sharon Stone commented, "I loved being cast and removed from my role unexpectedly. For no reason at all. Loved it." Very shady. All caps. All of the shade. And it's just so random. Like, on right. an E! News Instagram reel, that's where you're dropping this exclusive headline?
No, that is not random for Sharon Stone. I follow her on social media, and she is super, super active on Instagram. She's constantly commenting on stuff. She is, that is her MO. And when she wants to make a statement, she will make a statement via a comment on social media.
Well, I need her to make a statement as to why she thinks she got dropped from the film.
I guess the Instagram participation is in lieu of getting jobs now, because I can't remember the last time that she was really in anything. She used to be a huge old star back in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not getting a bunch of anything anymore.
I will say, when I read the E! News article, they noted her as the Casino actress, and I've never seen Casino.
Damn.
So that was a long time.
What was that?
A minute ago. Early 2000s, maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
Maybe that was the last time she was in a serious film, but I recognized her name, so she must have been in something somewhat recently. Okay, this is interesting news. Sometimes we don't need to know everything we should or that we're given about celebrities, but Halle Berry says that there's a milestone women are not celebrating later in life, and she believes they need to start. So she believes that anytime a woman enters menopause, they should get something called a siesta. She says, when a woman realizes that she's in menopause, it's our duty to give that woman a, quote, siesta to celebrate her, like we do with every other milestone in our life. I thought whatever menopause was, she was like, I thought I was going to skip it because I'm too healthy. I'm too on top of anything. But now she just wants a party.
I know, a party where you get to hit something, because I want a pinata. Like, when you go through menopause, you are not, like, I'm in perimenopause. The rage is raging.
You're just angry.
I just give me a stick so I can hit something, man. No, I love that, because we talked about period parties back in the day. Like, when a girl got her first period.
Oh, I would have hated that.
Yeah, no, I would have hated it too. But siesta, I'm here for. Also, quick sidebar, because we were talking about Sharon Stone, and I pulled up her IMDb. In the upcoming Euphoria season, which apparently is coming out in 2026, she's going to be in 8 episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good for Sharon Stone, graduating from the Casino actress to the Euphoria actress. What is even in that menopause pinata? Because it's not going to be tampons. What is it, like lubricant?
Vodka. Little mini bottles of vodka.
For more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Taking a look at this story that's gone viral this week, and neither one of us can figure out why it's such a big deal.
Yeah, I can't either, but it has picked up steam. So Steph Boyer is a 23-year-old influencer from Charleston, and she has become the center of attention because of what I thought was just a very innocuous, sweet, gesture of somebody leaving a kind note to make somebody else feel good about their day.
I saw this because Steph is actually like one of the queens of book talk. I recognized her because she's given so many book reviews on the app. And when I saw this happen for her, I was like, oh my God, she's about to live like everyone's book talk fantasies that we've read about.
So this napkin that she received, she's at the Atlanta airport and she's sitting there with a friend waiting on her flight. And a pilot walks around and drops like a brown napkin that you would get from any of the fast food joints at an airport and drops this napkin down in front of her and walks off. Well, she never even saw his face.
Before we continue with this story, some of these napkins at the airport are more valuable and romantic than others. Was this from Panda Express?
No.
Was it Zabarro?
No.
Okay.
There was no logo on it. It was just a plain brown napkin. Okay. Because, like, that's important. So on the napkin, a note was written and it said, and it's good, I have seen the whole world and you are the most beautiful human in it.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay, that's
then, like, yeah. And then did an autograph or whatever. Like, it was a signature, but it's not decipherable. Like, you can't tell what the person's name is. So she takes, like, a quick video and posts it on TikTok thinking, like, oh, this is just cute or whatever. Here we are 21 million views later. This thing has blown up. She's on Inside Edition. She's on People Magazine. What? Like, people are sending her all these articles because it has hit a chord for whatever reason. And some of the comments that helped like garner this to 21 million, a lot of people thought it was fake that she wrote it on the napkin. And she's like, no, I did not. This is my friend Maya. She was there, blah, 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 whatever.
Well, I think anytime you're an influencer, people are just assuming that you're making up storylines to stay relevant, right?
And then some of the comments started rolling in. And then I think that's where this thing picked up steam. He's probably married with 5 kids. Another agreed, adding, he didn't leave a number because he's someone's husband. Somebody wrote, I feel like he just carries a stack of these in his pocket. A third commenter wrote, as an ex-flight attendant, totally sounds like something a married pilot would do. And it just, this whole thing has taken on. I'm like, all homeboy wanted to do was tell her she's pretty.
Yeah, I got to call BS on the napkin because I definitely believe a pilot wrote it. I definitely believe he dropped it off and meant what he said. But how are you going to call me the most beautiful person you've ever seen in your life and you're just going to walk out? Yeah. Like, if I see the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life, if Henry Cavill is at the Atlanta airport, I'm not just dropping off and being like, bye, see you never. I'm shooting my shot.
Mm-hmm. But maybe he thinks he doesn't have a shot.
Then I feel like you wouldn't have dropped off the napkin to begin with. You
know what I mean? You just want to make somebody's day?
I mean, no, I feel like a man, if you actually felt that strongly, that's why I feel like he's done this to a million other girls. If you actually felt that strongly about it, I feel like you would have approached me and been like,
now
you
we know
are the
why
most-
it went viral.
Yep. It's all making sense right in this moment.
Yeah. See, I just poking holes in the story. Like, listen, I love this for her. She is a stunning girl. Like,
stunning.
She is worthy of the compliment. Like, I'm not saying that she's not the most beautiful girl he's ever seen. I'm just saying, if I actually was, if you've seen the 7 wonders of the world and you're calling me the 8th, I feel like that garners a little bit more chutzpah, no?
I'm watching Mo, his head go back and forth between the two of you guys like this is a tennis match.
I'm thoroughly confused. Because she actually is stunning, right?
She's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
She's 23, gorgeous, influencer. She's got like over 1 million followers on social media.
So you can see why he would leave it.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't leave a phone number or anything to be contacted.
Nope.
And yet all of these theories are coming out that he's married, he's this, he's that. And if he clearly didn't want anything from it and all he wanted to do was compliment her and keep it moving, I don't get, like,
that's
why is
mine.
That not the end of
See,
it?
See, that's my reasoning. I can't believe I actually have the pilots back here because I know pilots are notorious and they're up there on the list when it comes to infidelity or whatever.
Sure.
But I really feel like this was just somebody trying to give somebody a compliment. And maybe it's because I also know the description that Maya gave, because her friend, Steph's friend, saw him, but she didn't get a good look at his face, but she just got a, like, you know, like a, as he was walking away, and she described him. And Steph is over here like, I'm not interested or whatever. She did a second video because she just wanted to apologize that it garnered so much attention. And she's like, I really just thought I was posting a video of a cute note that somebody left me, and I thought it was a lovely compliment.
It's because I think we're all super skeptical on anything that is going on online. So I sent Abby this story the other day. It was an influencer on Instagram, this dude that has the fake AI app. Did you see this?
Yeah, to me that read as really funny marketing. For the Riz.
Yeah, yeah,
app.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So the app itself, you want to explain what it is?
You know, I watched it once. You brought it up.
It's this app that you show women, and it is a fake profile, essentially, that when they look at it and you're at a party, it looks like you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching your live feed, but they're not there at all. It's all fake. So you show women and you do selfies and they're like, oh my God, this guy must be important. And it kind of breaks the ice. And it's a fake AI app that any guy could use to try to impress a woman. So I think we're just in a stage now where we don't believe anything online is true.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, I don't feel like that's a real app. Now, if it is, I feel bad for the 22-year-olds it's going to work on. For me in my old age, I'm going to be like, put that phone down. I don't need 50,000 people looking at me.
But those are two different arguments. Right. I can understand people being like, she wrote it. This is all for clout, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other argument that they're coming down on the pilot, calling him like a cheater, and he's married with 5 kids, and, you know, Can't somebody leave a compliment?
In that scenario, the guy's trying to get something out of it. That makes sense. He's trying to talk to the woman. In this scenario, he didn't try to talk to her. He didn't leave his number. He just gave a compliment and kept it pushing. Like, what? Why are we making a thing of that?
Does it seem strange in this story that the pilot hasn't come out at all? I mean, this thing is all over the place, and that the pilot hasn't come out and gone, okay, you guys, it was me, and I just thought she was beautiful.
No, he's married. Why would he do that?
He didn't even want the girl to know who he was. I don't think he wants millions of people knowing he was the one to drop off that napkin.
Which is why she did a second video apologizing, because it's like, he never want, I can assure you, he didn't want any of this attention. Why this blew up the way it did, I have no idea, but yeah. So
it's confusing, man. It is.
That's what we always joke in here, because we're like, what can we do to like really like make something go viral? And then something like this goes viral, and I'm like, I don't understand why this went viral.
All I know is I'm going to the ATL airport today, and I'm not getting a napkin with a compliment. I'm going to get some dirty looks from men.
It's just
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. RocketMoney.com/cancel.
The Bird Show.
Okay, one more note about this pilot, right? And then we'll move on from it, okay? And then we'll get to the toddler thing here, because Cassie and I have a disagreement going on here. So we're playing out this scenario. You want to explain really quickly again what we're talking about here?
Yeah, so a 23-year-old influencer from Charleston, Steph Bohr, is in the Atlanta airport sitting there with her girlfriend waiting on a flight. A pilot walks up, not her pilot of her flight, a pilot walks up, drops a brown napkin, and walks off.
He says he's ready to cheat on his wife with her. Uh-huh.
That's not what he said.
Should have been.
She didn't see him. She doesn't know what his face looks like. Nothing. Her friend got a quick glimpse of him and described him a little bit, but that is it. And this video she posted of this compliment napkin has gone viral. 21 million views and like surging. And the note read, I have seen the whole world, and you are the most beautiful human in it.
So out of nowhere, we're just sitting around doing our own thing. Kristen can't let it go. And she says in studio, like, why would somebody do that?
Like, what's the motive? Because Mo and I were like, okay, he's just giving a compliment because the guy walked off. He's not trying to pursue it. Mm-hmm. So we didn't think there was anything nefarious about it. But Abby was adamant that there was something like... There was something up with the note.
Well, I think this just speaks to the general mistrust that women have for men through experiences or people they know's experiences with men. And so I think when they see something like this happen, it's hard for us to just be giddy and excited about it because we know what's out there.
So one of the scenarios that Cassie was saying is that she thought maybe he was a married guy and he was just trying to pay somebody a compliment.
Yeah, I'm like, to me, if you don't leave your name or number, he's probably married, and I don't think it's bad. I just think from time to time, like, I'm married, and I might see, like, a gorgeous guy, and in my head, I'm like, objectively, that man is very good looking. I don't want to hook up with him, but I have eyes. He's very good looking.
So, and then I said, in my eyes, that's cheating.
I don't.
Not the thought. Okay. If you're thinking like the dude is hot, whatever. Okay. You think he's good looking. But when you put on paper and you're a married man and you put on paper, you're the hottest thing I've ever seen in my, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Way prettier than my wife. To me, that is a form of infidelity.
All right. So if it's on paper, infidelity, but what if somebody just pays somebody a verbal compliment?
That's where I was going. What if it's words? I've been in many a situation where women have said like, I'm married, or if I wasn't married, yeah, you're a very attractive guy, but I'm married. Did she cheat?
If not cheating, because that seems like a harsh word, infidelity, certainly inappropriate.
I disagree. Even if it's on paper, I don't think it's inappropriate. Actually, in a way, it's nice because as the husband, you continue to choose your wife every day, knowing that there are other options out there. It's a strong relationship. So if my husband, Chad, got this message from like a female pilot, sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but if he did, I would be like, dude, that's so great. I love that. I think it's the coolest thing ever. But if there's a name, a phone number, some kind of Snapchat or chat or Instagram handle, then we're crossing the line into infidelity. But paying someone a compliment just to make them feel nice, you're married, Abby, I don't think it's a bad thing.
So if Chad comes home and he says that he did this to another woman, he either paid her the compliment, he's being 100% honest with you,
yeah,
just want to let you know, I told a woman today she's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, or I left a note for her, you're not offended by that?
If he says she's the most beautiful thing he's ever seen, problem. Well, because we know I hold that right title. So
what was the exact thing on the napkin?
I have seen the whole world, and you are the most beautiful human in it.
It's a lovely picture quote. Chad leaves that for another woman, and you're saying, oh, she should be complimented by that. That doesn't bother you?
No, you're right. The verbiage does cut. You're the most beautiful, but if he said you're one of the most beautiful people in it, I genuinely, because he's open with me about it, I'm like, you're not hiding anything. I'm secure in our relationship. You choose me, and if you don't choose me, I don't want to be with someone who's going to cheat on me anyway.
I'd be so offended.
That's why I'm saying this guy is either a cheater or a total wussy, because like, how am I the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, and you're just walking off, right, like you're just leaving me. You're like taking this Pinterest quote that you found, and you're just putting it on this note, and that to me, other than the verbiage of I am the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life, you're comparing me to the Grand Canyon, and you're like, you're better looking than that. Your canyons are better than the ones in Arizona. To me, writing it down has some kind of permanence to it. Like if you're just saying something in passing, like you're just saying something objectively, like, oh, you're like, you're a beautiful girl, blah, 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 blah. To me, that feels just more like you're just making a statement. But if you're writing something down, again, back to the handwritten thing, you're putting in the effort. You've got your calligraphy on there.
It was scribbled on a napkin.
Sparrow. If your lady came home and said she did this to a dude,
it'd be a problem. I think it's all inappropriate. I think saying it verbally is inappropriate. Writing it down is inappropriate. It's all inappropriate to me. But so I agree with that part. I just don't think it's cheating.
Right.
But I think it's inappropriate.
Okay. All right. The toddler thing here.
Something.
I would feel like it was cheating though. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I would feel the same way.
We just circled the block and came back to the exact same spot we were at. All right, so when it comes to this little toddler hack I got for you, right? I have started to learn that the smallest of tweaks can make the biggest of differences, okay? And that's where I'm going with this. So I got myself an almost four-year-old. He turns 4 March 22nd.
That's exciting.
The fact that I got a 4-year-old is blowing my mind right now. And he is precocious and he is hilarious. His default is happy. He's smiling 90% of the time. Laughter constantly. But he's a toddler and we have tantrums and we have moments where he does not listen. So I have tweaked one little phrase and I've actually seen it make a difference. So the scenario is he's not listening to me. I'm telling him to do something and he is not listening to me. And at that point, when I can't get him to listen or if he's being defiant in any way, shape or form, that's the situation we find ourselves in. Then that's where a threat comes in, is if you don't stop doing blank or if you don't do blank, I'm going to take blank away. I'm going to take this away if you don't start or stop doing whatever you're doing. But I'm no longer doing that because I am not taking accountability for his actions. He needs to take accountability for his actions. Whatever he is or is not doing in that moment is not on me. It is on him. And it wasn't until I constantly kept getting called the meanie. Mommy, you're such a meanie. Mommy, why you be a meanie to me? that I was like, you know what? I'm not being a meanie. It's your actions that are causing you to lose this.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I'm not taking it away. Yep. You are losing it. So now instead of saying, and this was like just a couple of words, instead of saying, I'm going to take that away, I say, you're going to lose that if you don't start making good choices.
Ooh.
And the difference, and he actually sits there and he's thinking about what he's doing, because then when I take it away, the focus has become on me taking away whatever it was rather than what he was doing to lose it. Mm-hmm. And it's been this small, small tweak. So now I make a conscious effort, because those, I mean, it happens almost every day where there's an instant and I'm going to take something away. And then I stop myself and I go, Jimmy, if you don't listen to mama, you're going to lose the tablet or you're going to lose whatever. And then that's when they've really instilled it in him at school, thank God, to make good choices. And mm-hmm. I'll be like, are we making good choices right now? And he actually stops
mm-hmm.
and he thinks and he takes accountability. And it's been glorious.
Ooh.
We do something basically this too. It's drawing the conclusion, like letting them think that, see that they're making a choice. So yep. if Max, I'm like, please stop doing that. If he doesn't, I say, hey, bro, you have a choice here. Okay. It's all up to you. You can choose to continue to do this. But if you do that, you're choosing to lose the tablet. It's on you. Or you can choose to stop and keep the tablet. Which would you like to do?
What if, Kristen, Jimmy took a crayon, found a napkin, mm-hmm. and it said, you're the prettiest mom I have ever seen, and gave it to another mom? How would you feel about that?
I would be crying.
He's not making good choices.
No.
The Bird Show.